Thank you, Lord, for giving us the word of God today. Help us share your wisdom and your knowledge so that we are able to understand your word. Please use me as your speaker today. Allow me to speak your word with power and confidence. Thank you, Lord. I pray this in the name of our Lord, Jesus Christ. Amen. Today, I am still continuing the Walking with God series. Last week, I talked to you about the message of the needs of believing in God. We learned how Hannah had a strong belief in God. She struggled in a marriage of being barren, but still relied on God for support. She prayed, and eventually God answered. Today, in the second part of this series, we'll explore the message of prayer. We know that prayer is an important part in our beliefs in God. Over the generations, prayers have affected our world and our society and our lives. In 1517, the Roman Catholic Church sold a huge number of indulgences. These were like tickets that they said allowed people to go to heaven. People could, in effect, buy their way into heaven. Martin Luther criticized their sales and challenged the Church of Rome. Many people wondered how the professor of a small university could fight against the huge powers of the Roman Church. Martin Luther said, "If I had not prayed 2 hours every morning, the victory must have belonged to the devil." Luther, a man of prayer, said, "I am too busy to deal with so many things, but there's nothing more important than prayer. Thus, I pray 3 hours every day." Luther stressed that he was able to survive his battle with the Roman Catholic Church by fervent prayers. Later, he nailed a copy of his 95 theses to the door of the Wittenberg Castle Church. And this was very effective. Readers of the Bible know that Hannah was a great woman of prayer. Even though she was troubled by her rival, Peninnah, Hannah frequently came before God and prayed. And God came to Hannah and blessed her and her family members in great ways. From now on, we will learn further from Hannah with her beliefs in God. Hannah said in 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 1, "My heart rejoiced in the Lord." My heart rejoiced in the Lord. Hannah prayed to God, and she discovered that her heart was pleased in God. In fact, heart is lev in the original language, Hebrew. It means the spiritual sound coming from the inside of our body. 1 Samuel 15, verse 6 says, "Man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart." Here, the heart is lebab in Hebrew. This means that people are interested in our outward appearance, but our God is more concerned about our heart, our inner feelings. When we pray to God, He considers that our heart, our inner feelings, are more important than our outward feelings. God really expects His believers to pray in heart and in truth. John chapter 4, verse 24 says that our Lord Jesus stressed, "God's worshipers must worship in spirit and in truth." prayer is known as one of the ways of worshiping God. Our Lord Jesus stressed that believers of Christ were told to pray in spirit and in truth. Truth is aletheia in Greek, which means opposed to what is false. This means that believers of God must pray truthfully and with their whole heart, with the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Jesus also said in the book of Matthew 6, verse 7, when you pray, do not keep on babbling like pagans. Babbling is patologeo in Greek. It means repeat the same things over and over by using many and idle words. There is no point in this. Rather, believers should pray to God in truth and with specific prayers. King Hezekiah was a great man of prayer in Judah. When the Assyrians invaded, he was afraid, but prayed a specific prayer to God with boldness. Let us read 2 Kings 19, verse 34 and 35. The Lord says, I will defend this city and save it for my sake and for the sake of David, my servant. That night, the angel of the Lord went out and put to death 185,000 men in the Assyrian camp. It was impossible for Judah to fight against the Assyrian soldiers, but Hezekiah asked God for his guidance. God answered his prayer and sent his armies to fight against his enemies. The people of God defeated the Assyrians with the help of God. When we become believers of Christ, our first job is to come and pray to God for his guidance. Then our God will help us in his own time and in his own ways. He will show us what we are to do in this world. Let us continue to learn from Hannah and her relationship with God. Hannah says in 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 2, there is no one holy like the Lord. There is no one holy like the Lord. Hannah believed that God was holy. Holy is kadosh in Hebrew. It originally means that separated from our human world, which is impure and finite. Our God is pure and infinite. He is also separated from this world. And our Lord says in 1 Peter 1 verse 16, be holy because I am holy. God is holy and he wants his children to be holy. Here, holy is hagios in Greek, which means likeness of nature with the Lord. It also means separated from this world, which is full of sins and longs. Our God is holy, and he expects his people to follow where he goes. When God guided the people of Israel to the promised land, our God said in Exodus 23, verse 20, I am sending an angel ahead of you to guide you along the way and to bring you to the place I have prepared. God already had his plans for his people and told them he would protect them from their enemies. People must have been afraid at the Red Sea because the Egyptians tried to kill them. In this moment, they asked God for protection, and God intervened in their journey. He parted the waters in the Red Sea so that people could cross over the other side. This story illustrates how believers of God must ask God for his guidance, and then he will help his people to follow his plan. Exodus 23, verse 25 says, "Worship the Lord your God, and his blessing will be on your food and water." When the Israelites obeyed God, they were guided and blessed by him. In spite of their hardships, they survived in the wilderness by the help of God. John Milton was 67 years old and blind. He could not see anything, but he was still able to write one of the most important Christian books, Paradise Lost. He was one of the greatest English poets in the 17th century. As a blind poet, he needed to help other people in order to write. Many people showed their compassion for his blindness. To them, John Milton said, "To be blind is not miserable. Not to be able to bear blindness, that is miserable. To be blind is not miserable. Not to be able to bear blindness, that is miserable." So you can see that there are different kinds of difficulties, troubles, and hardships for each one of us here today. The great thing for believers is that we are able to overcome this with the help of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because he is here with us. He is here with us and helping us. Let us continue to read other verses and learn how Hannah prayed to God. Hannah said in 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 3, "Do not keep talking so proudly, or let your mouth speak such arrogance. For the Lord is a God who knows, and by him these are weighed." We have already heard how Hannah prayed to God, despite her rival Peninnah's ridicule. Hannah never gave up. She never gave up and faithfully kept asking God for his guidance. Our Lord Jesus told this parable to his disciples in Luke 18, verse 1. It says, "They should always pray and not give up. They should always pray and not give up." Our Lord does not want us to give up, and he wants us to continue to pray to him. Hannah never gave up. Instead, she prayed with power and truth and confidence and from her heart. Our God was with her. Our God was with her. Hannah continued to pray. Let us read together. 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 6 and 7. "The Lord brings death and makes alive. He brings down to the grave and raises up. The Lord sends poverty and wealth. He humbles and he exalts." Our God controls everything. Our God controls everything in this world, the life and death. He also allows us to endure struggles and have wealth. The important thing is that we are to depend upon our God at all times and to accept what he gives us. Deuteronomy 8, verse 2 says, "Remember how the Lord your God led you all the way in the desert these 40 years to humble you and to test you in order to know what was in your heart, whether or not you would keep his commands. Our God commanded the people of Israel to leave Egypt and go to the promised land from Egypt. However, they did not obey God. They did not obey God. So for 40 years, he trained them in the wilderness to be children of God. While I was studying theology at Ledru College, I happened to read the same passage, Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 2. It made me realize that I, to have been trained through tough times to become a child of God and to become a disciple of Christ, that I could get over the hard times in spite of these struggles of my studies and of my ministries. Believers of Christ might be hardened in this world, but we can be sure that our God is still here with us. Our God is still here with us. We can ask God for his guidance. We can ask God for his guidance so that we can overcome our hardships, our troubles, and our difficulties in our world. Let us pray to our Lord. Almighty